DW. Little Chinaiza Razul is upset. Or maybe she's just hungry. Her mother, Maidas Hassan Ilonga, tries to calm the tiny baby. The 19-year-old also looks as though she's close to tears.
I'm still hurting and sad, even though it's been a few months. But I would still like to go back to school. I had my own plans for my life.
Those plans were derailed when she became pregnant, at the age of 18, just before she was supposed to graduate from high school. Maidas Hassan says her then-boyfriend forced her to have sex. He locked her up and she couldn't escape. There was no way to hide the result. In many Tanzanian schools, girls are made to undergo monthly pregnancy tests. When Maidas tested positive, police came to the classroom to get her.
I was arrested and taken to a police station in the nearest city of Tandahimba. They told me they'd arrested me because I was pregnant, even though I hadn't graduated yet. I was locked up in a cell for one day.
Under decades-old laws in Tanzania, state schools are allowed to ban young mothers from attending classes. President John Magufuli, a devout Catholic, angered rights campaigners last year when he declared his support for the policy. He said that girls who fall pregnant should never be allowed to return to school because their behaviour was immoral. He also said the fathers should face 30 years in prison.
We still believe that our children need to go to school so they can have a successful future. But when the girls get pregnant, the appropriate rules and laws need to be enforced.
Sebastian Wariyuba is the district commissioner of Tandahimba, where young mother Maidas lives with her infant daughter. The region is about 600 kilometres, or 370 miles, away from Tanzania's biggest city, Dar es Salaam. The 50-year-old sits behind a large desk in an otherwise empty office.
"55 pregnant schoolgirls had to stop their secondary education, and 7 had to leave primary school. So far, we've managed to arrest and interrogate 6 girls and their parents."
Officials said the fathers of these babies were being sought. The young women and their parents, meanwhile, were released on bail.
"I wanted to be a doctor. But since I was expelled from school, the hopes I had for my life have been destroyed."
Her ex-boyfriend disappeared when he heard about the pregnancy. Tandahimba is a rural area in Tanzania's southeast. Maida's parents are farmers. They cultivate a few fields and look after goats. Since leaving school, Maidas spends her days at the simple hut where her parents live. There's no paint on the walls, no cupboards to be seen. Their clothes hang on nails. Maidas' father, Hassan Mfalme Ilonga, hardly talks to his daughter. He's outraged, not least about his recent arrest.
"I was arrested for an offense that I didn't even commit. I invested in my daughter and did everything I could to ensure she had a future. I never went to school myself, but I sent her to school, from the first grade to almost the end of high school. And then she messed everything up, wasted money that I earned through hard work in the fields."
Getting an education in Tanzania is a privilege that many can't afford. Teenage pregnancy is also closely tied to poverty because many don't have the money to pay for contraceptives. Often there's inadequate sex education, and many girls are victims of sexual exploitation and rape. Human rights advocates have condemned the policy of banishing pregnant girls from the classroom, saying it will only make poverty more entrenched. While the ban aims to prevent teen pregnancies, it appears to have had the opposite effect, with pregnancy rates among girls aged between 15 and 19 continuing to rise. Sodia Kilunde is a history teacher at the school Maidas was expelled from. She says girls who fall pregnant shouldn't be arrested or kicked out of school.
"We try to prepare the girls at the school for the challenges they'll face in life. We also teach them how to respond when men try to seduce them. Those who get pregnant should get a second chance to fulfill their dreams. Most of those who have been expelled for falling pregnant were very good students.
According to a survey conducted by Human Rights Watch, 70% of Tanzanians are against banning young mothers from school. Advocacy groups say the ban is outdated and also breaks international human rights conventions. The government has committed to improving girls' education and has signed international treaties to end discrimination in the classroom. But Tanzania isn't alone in its tough stance. In the West African country of Sierra Leone, pregnant girls are also routinely expelled from class, despite local laws against the practice.
DW